4. First Sermon in the Synagogue. With the coming of his 15th birthday, Jesus could officially occupy the synagogue pulpit on the Sabbath day. Many times before, in the absence of speakers, Jesus had been asked to read the scriptures, but now the day had come when, according to law, he could conduct the service. Therefore, on the first Sabbath after his 15th birthday, the Chazan arranged for Jesus to conduct the morning service of the synagogue. And when all the faithful in Nazareth had assembled, the young man, having made his selection of scriptures, stood up and began to read. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to set the spiritual prisoners free, to proclaim the year of God's favor and the day of our God's reckoning, to comfort all mourners, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy in the place of mourning, a song of praise instead of the spirit of sorrow, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, wherewith he may be glorified. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you. Hate the evil, and love the good. Establish judgment in the gate. Perhaps the Lord God will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, and learn to do good. Seek justice, relieve the oppressed. Defend the fatherless, and plead for the widow. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, to bow myself before the Lord of all the earth? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000s of sheep, or with rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgressions, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? No, for the Lord has showed us, O men, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to deal justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God? To whom then will you liken God who sits upon the circle of the earth? Lift up your eyes and behold who has created all these worlds, who brings forth their host by number, and calls them all by their names. He does all these things by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one fails. He gives power to the weak, and to those who are weary he increases strength. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness, for I am the Lord your God. And I will hold your right hand, saying to you, Fear not, for I will help you. And you are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that all may know and believe me, and understand that I am the Eternal. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. And when he had thus read, he sat down, and the people went to their homes, pondering over the words which he had so graciously read to them. Never had his townspeople seen him so magnificently solemn. Never had they heard his voice so earnest and so sincere. Never had they observed him so manly and decisive, so authoritative. This Sabbath afternoon Jesus climbed the Nazareth hill with James, and when they returned home, wrote out the Ten Commandments in Greek on two smooth boards in charcoal. Subsequently, Martha colored and decorated these boards, and for long they hung on the wall over James' small workbench.